Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it no matter what the people say.
No matter.
They don't even know.
They don't know you at all.
Time for you to let
them stand. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit. Tim Berry. I'm Jim Blasingame. Tim is the founder of Palo Alto Software. TimBerry.com is his website where you can find all the things that he writes about, and his blog is there. Also, LeanPlan.com, is that right?
Yes.
That's where you can find the draft of the new book that he's working on and that I have seen. It's absolutely outstanding. It's one of the most important 21st century books I've seen in this century. And so, Tim, congratulations, and thank you for letting me take a peek at it. When do you think it's going to be available for sale, where I can actually own it and hold it in my hand?
Oh, we're aiming for May 1st.
All right, and is it going to be an ebook, or you don't know yet about the physical part?
It's going to be an ebook for sure, and yes, there will be a physical book.
Okay, eventually. Okay, sounds good. So. All right, so we're talking about execution as the yin to the strategy's yang, right?
Yes.
So you got to have both. You can't have one or the other. Strategy without execution is useless. It's a fool's errand. Execution without strategy is crisis management.
Yes.
And to me, Tim, this is one of the most important jobs of the CEO. You know, the CEO is in charge of getting the strategy lined up. The managers are in charge of the execution. But the CEO has to create the interface between the two. What do you think?
And I think the CEO, because execution to me is two parts at least. There's the throwing the goal forward. And that's part of execution. If this is strategy, then here are my intermediate goals. And the other part of execution is, like, after the goal is thrown forward, metaphorically, reeling in every day towards the goal. It's setting the goals, and then it's minding progress, plan versus actual.
Mm-hmm.
Are we achieving these things day by day? Budgets, priorities, answers to questions as they come up, are they related to what we're trying to do for strategy? So three, if you include strategy, there's develop the strategy, and then there's set the intermediate goals. And the third part that people forget is just as important. You have to be managing towards those goals in the daily routine. You have to manage, are we effective with what we do every day?
Mm-hmm. And that's where you give it to the team, have them go to work with it, and then measure it, as you've talked many times, plan versus actual.
Measure it and talk about it, collaborate it. Collaborate. It's not just, oh, you didn't reach the goal. It's, are you going to, have we made the progress? If we haven't, why not? If we have, maybe we can get to that goal sooner. There's a lot of management that, and you mentioned the CEO. If nobody's checking every day, then suddenly, oh my God, it's June. What have we done? Well, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It takes managing these short little steps, too.
Can I say one other thing? And this is a word we haven't used yet. But I think getting the balance between strategy and execution is not going to happen until you say this word out loud: ownership.
Oh yes, sir.
I don't think
I
haven't said it. And I don't remember if you've said it, but if you know, I talked about earlier about what do I owe you, what do you owe me. But I'm telling you, if as the CEO, you know, I have to tell my people, my folks here, I have to say, look, this project, I told somebody yesterday. I said I will not be reliable leading this project. You have to lead this. You have to own this. On this project, I work for you.
Yes, yes. And then you develop that ownership. Obviously, you mean ownership like taking responsibility.
They own
for
that project.
Results.
They,
yes.
Yeah, don't Perhaps. Don't. If I ask you where it is, don't say, "Well, boss, you know, you're the boss. You tell me where it is." No, yes. That's not how it works. This project, you're the boss.
So that you have to be able to pass that
right.
on. You, the boss, and know that it's still happening. And that's where I
and
say
hold them accountable.
Takes that management accountability.
Yep.
It takes checking back. How are we doing?
Yep. Otherwise, folks, the execution, employees, without realizing it, they'll wait on you to lead if you don't give them the leadership role.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, good job today. Thanks again for being here. This has been great.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jim.
Always
fun.
Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget timberry.com. I promise you, you'll thank me later for that. And you'll also thank me for knowing about leanplan.com. We'll be talking more about that in the future. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.